Cenjeno poslušalstvo, v naslednjih nekaj minutah se bomo posvetili regionalnim, progresivnim povezavam, tako rekoč latinoameriški levici. Skozi zgodovino je bilo namreč ugotovljeno, da razni socializmi v eni državi morda niso najboljša ideja, pač pa je potrebno graditi tako rekoč nek kontrahegemonski projekt, pa magari v obliki regionalnega bloka. No in tako zvana rožnata plima oziroma pink tide oziroma latinsko-ameriški obrat v levo, tam v recimo temu zgodnih 2000-ih, je prinesel nekaj možnosti za tovrstno regionalno povezovanje. No in najbolj znana oziroma morda najpomembnejša tovrstna povezava se imenuje ALBA oziroma Bolivarsko zavezništvo ameriških ljudstv. V zgodovini se tovrstna oziroma se točno ta povezava vzpostavi leta 2004 z bilateralnim sporazumom med Venezuelo in Kubo. Šlo je zamenjavo zdravniki za nafto in 2006 se ta bilateralni sporazum preimenuje v že omenjeno zavezništvo ALBA, ki jo danes, ga danes sestavlja 11 držav. V pričujočih minutah se bomo tako posvečali predvsem ALBI. Tomas Mur, sociolog in pa poznavalec latinsko-ameriških integracij, govori o dveh aspektih, ki sta nekako botrovala nastanku organizacije ALBA. Najprej izpostavi zgodovino latinsko-ameriških integracij, kot drugo pa sodelovanje oziroma model sodelovanja globalnega juga. Začenjamo pa kar s prvim aspektom povezovanja, torej zgodovino letega.
Since the 1960s, one can identify different generations of regionalisms, and I say generations because these generations coexist. It's not waves or phases that come and disappear, but what we have is we have about 15 or 18 or cooperation and integration projects in Latin America and the Caribbean operating at the same time. But over time, the rationales under which they operated have changed in accordance with changing ideas of development. So, for example, in the first generation, this was governed by the import substitution policies, where an internal market was thought to be created and internal production for internal consumerism to de-link, to break with the dependency of imports from the north, within that whole idea of unequal trade balances that these countries were suffering from. Then, of course, came the second generation, neoliberalization, structural adjustment, and a so-called open regionalism, an export-oriented economy, exporting for the global market. And this has been challenged now with ALBA and Petrocaribe, which I would term as a third-generation regionalism in terms of counter-hegemonic, counter-imperialist, a decolonialist project that seeks greater independence for Latin America, Caribbean, but not only. Venezuela in particular has used its material capabilities to extend cooperation relations to Asia, to the BRICS countries, and to most nations in Africa since 2006.
Drugi aspekt regionalnega sodelovanja, sploh te zadnje generacije, ki jo omenja Mur, pa je sodelovanje globalnega juga oziroma sodelovanje jug-jug-south-south cooperation. Ta temelji na dependentističnih teorijah, torej periferija z produkcijo primarnih dobrin, večina presežne vrednosti tam pridelane pa se seveda steka v center, torej globalni sever. Pri poskusu sodelovanja oziroma pri sodelovanju držav v ALBI naj torej ne bi šlo le za eno veliko prosto trgovinsko območje, pač pa za integracijo, predvsem na ravni produkcije, večanje domače porabe in tako naprej. O tem aspektu sodelovanja ponovno Mur.
If we study the ALBA, we realize, and Petrocaribe, we realize that these are governed by the principles of solidarity, complementarity, and cooperation. And these principles are not new. These principles were evolving from the mid-1950s onward in Indonesia, the Bandung Conference, in the context of decolonization, when the newly decolonized countries realized that political independence does not ensure economic independence. And South-South cooperation, under these principles of solidarity, cooperation, and complementarity, has sought to relate the economies of the developing countries and produce synergies through a kind of win-win situation. Now, this win-win situation, and this is why we have to really look at South-South cooperation as a very comprehensive or integral development project. We have the economic, and of course we have the political, but there's a lot of other dimensions, technological transfer, technology transfer, cultural cooperation, social cooperation, education and health in particular, infrastructure, and so forth, besides trade and the effort of building up the highly dependent economies in a way that or we can see South-South cooperation as a counter-dependency strategy. Now, we're talking here about dependency theory and the processes of exploitation, the third world as producers of primary commodities and very little value-added production. And the ALBA and Petrocaribe have explicitly been driving, if we look at the Venezuelan, the Bolivian, Nicaragua and the Caribbean nations, there is virtually no production of their own. And this ALBA mechanism is besides providing solidarity and cultural exchanges, but a key aim is to build up a regional economy where the different strengths of the member states or member societies are sought to be integrated into regional production chains and not just trade exchange. Because when we look at these relatively underdeveloped economies, they all produce the same. They produce foodstuffs and primary commodities, such as in Venezuela, oil or some minerals or whatever.
Pri ALBI gre torej za združevanje držav, katerih gospodarstvo sloni predvsem na produkciji nekih primarnih dobrin. Tukaj zato nekako prihaja do cilja in sicer ta cilj naj bi bil predvsem integracija na ravni produkcije, torej nekih produkcijskih verik, ne pa toliko zgolj trgovska politika. Konkreten primer te integracije na področju produkcije je oziroma so grand nacionalni projekti, zakaj tako ime malce kasneje v izjavi gospoda Mura, in seveda grand nacionalna podjetja, neke vrste meddržavne firme, ki so določene s temi grand nacionalnimi projekti. Primeri tega so veriga s prehrano, transport, turizem, nafta, več o tem pa Tomas Mur.
There are around 33 what they call grand national enterprises and grand national projects created in different strategic development areas. And these projects and enterprises are multi-state enterprises in development areas such as food, education, infrastructure, and far beyond the oil exchanges. And again, this is all happening within that aim and purpose to construct complementarities and production chains across the region. These structures integrate, so these multi-state enterprises, grand national, that's a term that comes from Simon Bolivar's discourse. He referred to Latin America as the grand national project, and they integrated that into their discourse. So these enterprises in food and finance, pharmaceuticals, telecommunications, tourism, industry, mining and transport integrate small-scale local community enterprises associated with the socialist economy, cooperatives. So the what we are witnessing here is the construction of a socialism that is not exclusively state-led, but it integrates and encourages the formation of small-scale community forms of economic organization.
No, in ta zadnji poudarek je mogoče najbolj ključen, torej kljub temu, da gre za poskus produkcijske integracije, je vseeno pomembno poudariti, da ne gre za popolno monopolizacijo produkcijske verige, torej neke top-down strukture podjetja, ampak da se gre tukaj za povezovanje zadrug, nekih manjših kmetovalcev in podjetij in tako naprej. Še en pomemben steber regionalne integracije, ki naj bi nekako tudi omogočal to vrstno produkcijsko povezovanje, čeprav funkcionira predvsem na območju meddržavne trgovine, pa je virtualna valuta Sucre. Izmišljena je bila v času svetovne krize, torej tam okrog leta 2008, prva transakcija pa se je zgodila leta 2010.
So this unitary regional clearing system was set up in 2009 precisely as a response to the global capitalist crisis. And as I said before, to support the effort of further economic integration and regional alliance. What the Sucre explicitly does is to create new productive relations between these historically disconnected economies. And again, governed by these principles of cooperation, solidarity, reciprocity, and sustainability. This effort of building these productive and commercial complementarities is attempted to be done by this institution, the Sucre, which is composed of a regional monetary council, a common unit of account named Sucre in low case, that's a kind of virtual currency, a central clearing compensation chamber, and a regional trade and reserves convergence fund. Now, the essence of this is that the partner nations, and currently there are five that participate in the bank, six nations participate in the ALBA bank, and not all ALBA or Petrocaribe members have yet entered trade through the Sucre. It's mainly Ecuador, Bolivia, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, and Cuba, of course. So these five nations have increasingly traded in this alternative currency, the Sucre.
Torej, če povemo še nekoliko več o tej valuti Sucre, gre v bistvu za to, da centralne banke posameznih držav, ki so vključene v to mrežo, odkupijo nekaj te virtualne valute, svojo valuto, potem pa podjetniki oziroma podjetja, produkcijske enote preko svojih bank trgujejo s centralno banko. Cilj tega je predvsem izogniti se menjavi v dolarjih, ima pa Sucre tudi nekako v stilu nekega solidarističnega delovanja predvideno schemo reinvesticije trgovinskega presežka. Tukaj naj bi se arhitekti valute zgledovali predvsem po predlogu ekonomista Keynesa iz konference Bretton Woods. Je pa dejstvo, da menjava v Sucreju pada predvsem zaradi slabe ekonomske situacije v Venezueli. Recimo do leta 2014 je bilo skozi valuto Sucre zamenjenih za 2,5 milijarde dolarjev, pri čemer je vredno omeniti, da je kar visok odstotek menjav posledica menjav v zasebnem sektorju. V letu 2014 naj bi bilo takih menjav za približno 76%, kar pomeni, da nekakšen solidarističen model je uspešen tudi do neke mere v upenjanju privatne ekonomije. Je pa ekonomsko povezovanje nekih progresivnih sil v Latinski Ameriki zgolj del hegemonskega projekta. Tukaj lahko omenimo tudi nekatere kulturne izmenjave. Potem je tukaj kampanja opismenjevanja, ki je bila izvedena tudi v okviru bolivarskih misij, o kateri smo govorili prej. Gre za projekt Jaz moremo. Potem je tukaj izmenjava zdravnikov, kubanski zdravniki, projekt Miracle, popravljanje oči, mediji in pa seveda tudi visoko šolstvo. Tukaj bi lahko posebej izpostavili projekt Bolivarske univerze.
At the same time, there are higher education projects happening or being constructed. They speak in part of the Alba University or the University of the South, where scholarships are given, especially by the Venezuelan and Cuban governments, to study in Venezuela and in Cuba for degrees, for courses that are of relevance to the regional development. So this is especially health and education, but it's also increasingly engineering and these kind of careers that are supposed to contribute to the building up of a national economy. As I said before, these nations basically do not produce anything.
No, omenili smo že torej druge vrste oziroma druge aspekte tega hegemonskega projekta. Mediji so bili omenjeni, primer tega je naprimer Telesur. Seveda pa so te regionalne povezave koristne oziroma inkorporirale tudi gibansko dinamiko. Ne gre torej zgolj za politične in ekonomske formalizirane institucije, ampak za neko organizacijo grassroots, ki se tudi preko Albe lahko koordinira in povezuje. Za zaključek tega le prispevka tako prisluhnimo Lukasu Kernerju iz portala Venezuela Analysis.
Outside of institutions there's ALBA movements, which are this coordination between social movements, not just in the ALBA countries, which are 11, it should be pointed out, including, like I said, all of the major players in South America and Central America, but also a number of, you know, key smaller island nations like Dominica, like Barbados, St. Kitts and the Grenadines, I believe. So there's also ALBA movements, which, you know, you basically attempts to coordinate actions between social movements, not only in these countries, but throughout the region, including Brazil, including Argentina, so that's a very, including, like I said, governments that are controlled by the right wing.
Obravnavo Venezuele pa aktualno politična redakcija za naslednjo uro prepušča glasbeni redakciji. Prisluhnili boste oddaji Razširjamo obzorja, v kateri boste poslušali glasbenika, ki se je nekoč podpisoval kot Nuro, zdaj pa kot Arka.